Hey, Body Fit, Coach Jen here. Welcome to today's dumbbell circuit from full body weight loss home workouts. What I need is 30 to 40 minutes of your time. That is it. But don't worry, I'm gonna be doing this workout right here with you. So whenever you're ready, let's work out. We're gonna start our workout today with a warm up. So we're gonna head straight into jumping jacks and we're gonna start here in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Get those arms nice and high overhead, extending those legs out as far as you can get them. Let's get ready. We're gonna have a fun one today, you guys. We are working the entire body, doing a couple of different circuits. It's gonna be a whole lot of fun. We're already down to 9 seconds. Up next, we're getting into cross-body toe touches in 3, 2, 1. Good, we are into cross-body toe touches, so let's extend those feet out nice and wide, arms out to the side. I'm going to reach with my right hand, touch that left toe, and then alternate. Right there. Good, make sure you're standing all the way up, warming up the back, the spine, giving it a nice little massage. All the way up. Good. You can either follow along on my pace with this, you guys, or just do your own thing. Here we go. We have another 5 seconds left. 3, 2, 1. Nice work. All right, we are into arm circles now. So we're gonna start nice and small. Get those arms out to the side. Here we go in 3, 2, 1. Start nice and small. Forward circles. Wake up those shoulders. I like to imagine just rotating all the way through that joint. Wake everything up. And then we're slowly going to increase. Make those circles just a little bit bigger. There you go. Nice work. I want you to think about activating that core, protecting the low back throughout the entire workout. Here we go, a few more. 3, 2, 1. Great job. All right, we're gonna kick it up a notch right here. We're gonna work into high knees. So jogging in place, that's it. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, let's go. Good. All right, you guys, this is the last exercise of the warm-up, but we're gonna do it all one more time. So straight after these high knees, we are back into jumping jack, but I'm going to throw another variation at you. Just to switch it up a little bit. We got 10 seconds. Nice work. Keep it going. Move those arms. Couple more. Nice. All right, we're gonna switch it up. Let's do some seal jacks. So we're gonna start with those arms straight out in front of us and bring those out to the side. Y'all ready? Here we go in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Same thing. Nice. We're gonna be doing some flies later. So this is definitely gonna help us out. Nice, keep it going. Again, go to your pace. Good, we got 10 seconds left. Keep it going. Good, we got 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Nice work, we are back to cross body toe touches. Spread those feet out nice and wide. Arms out to the side. Here we go, cross it over. Nice work. All the way up, get that rotation. It's also helpful as you twist, look up to that hand in the sky. Nice, good, we're halfway. Good job. If you're feeling froggy, you can widen that stance just a little bit. Here we go, we got 3, 2, 1. Nice, all right, we're doing arm circles one more time. This time we're gonna go backwards. So again, start small, y'all ready? Let's go. Nice and small, start slow if you want to. Good. All right, let's open it up a little bit. Make them a little bit bigger. Maintain that nice slow pace. Good, this part, we're just warming up. It's not a race. Do what your body will allow you to do. Woo, nice. Let's go a little bit bigger. For 5, 4, 3, last one right here. We're going into high knees. Here we go. Nice work. All right, you guys ready? You guys showed up. I am so proud of you. Hang with me. This is gonna be a tough one, but it'll be quick, I promise. Let's go, we're already halfway. Good. We got 10 seconds. Get those knees up. We got this. And rest. All right, you guys. So, we're into the workout now. We have four exercises. We have five exercises. Okay, I got my dumbbells ready to go. The first thing we're gonna do is dumbbell squat, okay? So I'm gonna grab my 10s right here. Let's get into that squat position. So those feet are about shoulder width apart. I'm gonna raise those dumbbells to the front, my palms facing me, and we're gonna squat here for 10 reps. You ready? Let's knock it out, let's go. That's one, drop. That's two, good. Push away at the floor as you stand. That's four, halfway. Come on, six, drop and push. Let's go, that's seven, eight, nine, 10. If you need to switch your weights, do so right now. I'm gonna hang on to these 10s. We are going to be into a dumbbell skier, you guys. This is like a kettlebell swing, but one dumbbell in each hand. A lot of emphasis on that hinge motion. So I'm gonna start with the dumbbells high, and I'm gonna swing them back as I rise again. Okay, hinge at the waist, keeping that core engaged. You ready? We got 20 reps in three, two, one. Let's go. Good. You'll feel this a lot in the hamstrings. Good. Come on, let that weight bring you back. Let's go. Good, that's 11. Come on. 15, come on. That's 17, 18, 19, 20. Nice work, hang on to those dumbbells. We are going to reverse lunge. So let's start with those feet together. We got 20 reps here. We're going to alternate, so that's 10 each side. You ready? Here we go in three, two, one, reverse lunge. Nice, make sure we're pressing up on that front foot. And try not to overextend yourself on this reverse lunge. Okay, think about creating two 90 degree angles with both of your legs. Nice work. Engage that core. This is 10, we're halfway. Good. Good. If you can maintain this pace with me, do so. Otherwise, make an adjustment and go at your own pace. That's 17, 18, 19, 20. Nice work. Hang on to those dumbbells. We're into dumbbell shoulder press. Only 10 reps. You ready? Get set. Here we go. In three, two, one, press. Keep them wide. That's three, four, five, six. Nice work. Seven, eight, nine. One more. Press. 10. Nice work. I'm gonna switch my weights up for this and go ahead and grab the fives. We are going to be doing a standing dumbbell knee crunch. So what you're gonna do, grab those dumbbells, raise them straight overhead, and we're going to crunch the right arm to the right knee and then the left arm to the left knee. You ready? Here we go. In three, two, one, let's get it. Straight up, we're going here for 60 seconds. That's it. Good. Try to match that elbow to the knee. You don't need to go further. If you can't quite get it there, that's cool. Do what you can do. Woo! I'll tell you what, after those presses, these shoulders are burning. Okay, if you guys need to, and this is becoming a bit too much, you could go ahead and drop the weights. I'm gonna do that right now. And then lift those hands straight up overhead. Continue with those reps. We got 25 seconds left. Really crunch. Nice job. We're almost there. Good. Here we go. We're at 10 seconds. That's it. Nice work. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Nice work, you guys. That's round one in the books. Grab a drink of water. We are not on a designated break right now. So you can take as long as you want to. If you need 60 seconds, if you need 90, do you. Just pause the workout, get a drink of water, catch your breath, and come back when you're ready. But you know what we're working with now. So mentally prepare yourself for 2 more rounds. And then we're on to something brand new. Whew. Nice work, you guys. You're killing it. I love it. All right. So you might be wondering, like, why do we do it like this? Why do we train like this? So number one, performing a circuit is really an efficient use of time. Okay, you can get in, you can get after it, and then you can get going. Do whatever you have to do the rest of the day. The other great thing about it is that we elevate that heart rate for an extended period of time, which is super efficient for meeting your goals. So with that said, let's get back into it. We're back to dumbbell front squats. So grab your weight. We're gonna get that out in front of us again. Remember too, you guys, if you're uncertain about this, you can always go back and watch the demo video. Or just follow me if you can. We ready? Let's get those dumbbells out front. We're gonna squat, we only have 10 reps. Here we go, in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Remember, only go as slow as your body will allow. If you can get deep, get deep. If you wanna keep it higher, that's cool too. Good. Good, we got 4 more. Nice. Good, we got 2 more. Good, 1 more. Nice work. Okay, hang on to those dumbbells. We're into our skiers. Okay, hip hinge, swing motion. We ready? In 3, 2, 1, let's go. We got 20. Good. Imagine you're hitting the slopes right now. Good. That's 5, 7, 8. Come on. 9. That's halfway. 11, 12, 13, 14. Good, come on, 5 more. 18, come on, 2 more. That's it, nice work. All right, oh, I'm hanging on to these. We are into reverse lunge. All right, I need to mentally prepare myself for these. Here we go, we got 20 reps. You ready? We're gonna take a big step back and start our lunges. In 3, 2, 1, here we go. Push up through that front foot, tighten that core, head is up. Good. Nice work, hang in there. Good, come on. Good, this is 10 right here. Good, come on, we only got 8 more. Good, that's 15, hang with me. 5 more. Good, come on, this is 19, get 20. Woo! All right, we got those shoulder presses. You ready? Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, arms up. Good, that's 2, knock it out. 3, 4, 5, come on. 6, 7, 8, come on, 2 more. 9, 10, nice work. All right, y'all, we're to our last one already. Woo, okay, grab those dumbbells. If you need to decrease, if you need to ditch them, do what you gotta do. Here we go, we got 60 seconds. All right, in 3, 2, 1, get those dumbbells up overhead. Crunch. Good. We're pressing all the way through with those dumbbells, you guys. Those delts are gonna be lit up. But this is your last one here. Then we're gonna take a little bit of a break. Woo! I know it's getting tough to hang on to that overhead. You got it. Good, I'm gonna drop my weights because my form is starting to fail. Quality, you guys. Make sure the reps are quality. Be intentional with it. Good. We got 20 seconds left. Come on. One at a time. One at a time. Good. Here we go. We got 10 seconds. Good. Five, four, three, two, one. Woo. All right, we're resting. Grab a drink. You guys are rocking it. We only have one more round. That's it. And then, like I mentioned before, something entirely different. That's probably the best feeling once you've been so fatigued. You get to do it all over again, but with something brand new. Okay, I love these home workouts, you guys. I love them because you can do them at home. You don't have to go anywhere. You save time on travel, time away from your family, doing what you need to do. You get to stay right at home. You don't have to leave, and you can knock it out, and there's no travel time. It's awesome. Whew. All right, you guys, you ready? We got one more set. You got this. All right, let's grab those dumbbells. I'm sticking with my 10s for these front squats. We got 10. Make sure those feet, shoulder width apart, hip width, whatever feels comfortable for you. But again, an alignment thing. Let's make sure everything's aligned from our ankles to our knees to our hips, okay? Straight lines. Here we go. Let's raise those dumbbells up, palms facing us. We're gonna do 10 in 3, 2, 1, drop it low. Here we go. That's 3. That's 4, 5. Activate those delts. Help you hold those up. That's 6. That's 7. Come on, 2 more. Good. 1 more. Drop it low. Back up. Nice work. Okay, into those skiers. Make a change if you need to. Meet me back at your starting spot in 3, 2, 1. Let's get it. 20 reps. Really use that core. Hinge at the hips. Push that booty back. Good. Come on. Good. That's 10. Remember, let your gaze follow, okay? Everything is in a straight line. Let your gaze head down. As you start to hinge. Good. Come on, 2 more. Last one. Good. All right, you guys. We are into our reverse lunge. I'm gonna decrease just a little bit right here. Then go back to my 10s on my shoulder press. We ready? 20 reps. Last ones. Let's go. Feet in starting position. You ready? In 3, 2, 1, let's lunge. Good. Nice work. You guys, so important to listen to your body, okay? You saw how I just adjusted my weights, okay? Again, like I mentioned before, when I was talking about form, it's better for you to get quality reps than to get sloppy reps. We don't want to encourage bad form. Want to get it done? Be efficient. Nice. Come on. That's 16. This is 17. Let's go. 18. 19. 20. Man, you guys, when I talk, it goes by so quick. Now you're going to have to listen to me. All workout. Okay. Here we go. We got dumbbell. Shoulder presses, only 10 reps. Keep it nice and wide. Whew, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, press. Good. Good. Four more. That's 7, 8, 9, 10. Nice work. All right. Standing crunches. I keep wanting to call these monkeys. You know, because you're like, ooh, love it. Okay, here we go. We're doing standing dumbbell knee crunch in 3, 2, 1. Hands up, crunch. Good. Really, really make sure to crunch those obliques hard. Okay, you can take your time on this. Crunch. Good. Oop, that was a sloppy one. Do better, Jen. Come on. Nice. Knee to elbow. Woo. Y'all, I didn't think this one was gonna be so tough. Let's go. We're over halfway. Those delts. You know when your arms just won't do it? Your mind is like, you got this. Your arms are like, nah, we're good. Come on, we got 15. Let's go. Almost there. 10, 9, 8, 7, good. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Nice work. You guys just finished your first circuit. That was a monster. I'll tell you what, in my opinion, that was the worst of the two. So, we'll see. I might be sticking my foot in my mouth a little bit later, but grab yourself a drink. And I'm gonna take the opportunity to talk you through what we're doing on this next round. So, you're gonna need some dumbbells again. I am going to use my 20-pound dumbbell for this exercise. We're gonna be doing a single arm dumbbell bench row. So I'm gonna get on the bench right here and we're just gonna row, okay? After that, we're gonna be doing some Russian twist. So I'm gonna get my 15-pound dumbbell for that. So I'm gonna get that a little bit closer to where I'm gonna be. Let's put this over here. And then after that, we're gonna do some rear delts, some push-ups, and some shadow boxing. So what do I wanna do? I'm gonna grab these 5-pounders here, set them in front of my bench. All right, you guys ready? I've about caught my breath, so we might as well just get into it. Again, we have 3 rounds, okay? 5 exercises, and then we are done. That's it. So let's get set. I'm gonna grab my 20-pound. You grab whatever you need to grab. We're gonna start with that right knee up on the bench, right hand on the bench. We're gonna row with this left arm, okay? We have 10 reps. That's it. We're gonna switch to the other side. You ready, body fit? Let's get after it. In 3, 2, 1, row. Nice work, you guys. Let's pull that elbow straight back, squeezing that scap. If you don't have a bench, you could do a bent over row. You can use something else. Get creative. You could use a chair in your house. Here we go. Just a couple more. Give me 2 more. And 1, nice work. Let's switch it up. I'm gonna hop over this bench here and I'm gonna put that right hand down, that's my left hand in my left knee. We're gonna stick that dumbbell in our right hand and we're gonna row in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Next round, I won't do so much talking, we'll just get straight into it because you'll know where we're at. That's 5, let's go. That's 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's drop that dumbbell to the ground. I'm gonna decrease my weight here. I'm gonna go to 15 for these Russian twists. So we're gonna sit on the ground, feet extended out, bend in the knee. You can drop those heels to the ground. If you're feeling like, I got this, I'm a pro, you can try to lift those feet up a little bit. But I'm gonna start with them right here. I'm gonna hold that dumbbell right here in the hands and we're gonna twist left to right. Here we go in 3, 2, 1, let's go. We got 20 reps here. I want you to go hip to hip. My chest is up. Nice steady pace. Good. This is 10. We're halfway. Good. 5 more. That's 18, 19, 20. Nice work. Let's put that dumbbell to the side. We're gonna come back to that. Let's rise up. I'm gonna start here with my 5-pound dumbbells. We're gonna be doing a seated fly. So if you're at home, sit on the edge of that chair or your couch, whatever you wanna do. We're gonna bend down, grab those dumbbells, and we're gonna hinge here at the waist, and we're gonna fly. Slight bend in the arms. We're gonna lift those weights up. Here we go in 3, 2, 1. Pull that core in. Nice flat back. Good. Nice work. We have 10 reps here. That's 4. That's 5. Let's go. Knock them out. Good. Nice work. 2 more. Good. Lift that up. Ooh, that last one was brutal, but you guys did it. Nice work. All right, we're dropping back down to that mat. We have push-ups. So I'm gonna start with a modified version here. We're gonna start with those knees on the mat. I'm gonna come onto those hands, spread those fingers nice and wide. Hands directly underneath those shoulders. We're gonna drop down into push-up in 3, 2, 1. Nice and slow. That's 1. Drop. That's 2. 3, that's 4, 5, 6, come on, 7, drop it low, 8, 2 more, 9, woo, 10, nice work. I'm gonna get a little stretch there. All right, you guys, we are up to shadow boxing. Meet me on your feet. We have 1 minute right here. No dumbbells, okay? Next round, if you wanna add them, you totally can do that. But here we go, let's get those hands up. We have 60 seconds of shadow boxing. Let's go. Let's just work on alternating right now. Maybe pick a target straight out in front of you and just aim for that. And be light on those feet. Move around. You don't have to stand in one place. Activate that core. Ooh. Y'all, I'm feeling those shoulders from the first round. Come on. Nice job. Come on. We're knocking out those excuses. Nothing's gonna stop us. We're here getting after it. Whatever your goal is, think about that right now. As you're tired, what are you working for? We have 20 seconds left. Let's go. Move those feet. Let's pick it up a notch. Speed it up. Speed it up. Let's go, last 10 seconds. Come on, alternate, keep alternating. Let's go, let's go. We got 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Nice work. All right, round 1, that wasn't so bad. I think I was right about this one. But you know what? Like I said, those shoulders are feeling it from that first one. Good news is, 1's out of the way, we only have 2 more. So now you guys know what we're doing. If you want to adjust your weights, go for it, okay? Or stick to what you're doing and just be that much more intentional with every movement. Whew, I'm loving this circuit. All right, are we ready? If you need to, pause the workout, catch your breath, come back. I want you fresh, feeling good, and ready to get after it. But if you're ready to start now, meet me over on your bench, whatever you're using, so that we can row. My dumbbell's on that right side, so I'm just gonna start right there. Let's get into our starting position. Reach down, grab that dumbbell. We're gonna start in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Remember, only 10 reps here. Get a nice stretch at the bottom of that motion, okay? And that first pull should be through the scap. Okay, pulling the elbow back. Good. Nice work. We have 4 more. That's 3, 2, and 1. Nice job. Let's switch sides over to that left hand. Drop down. Let's just get after it. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. Row. Come on. Don't forget that stretch. That's 4. Good. We got 4 more. 8, 9, 10. Drop that weight. Get whatever you need for those Russian twists. I'm sticking with the 15. Here we go. Get that chest up nice and high. We have 20 reps here. Grab those dumbbells. Sorry, it's just one dumbbell. Grab that dumbbell and let's get ready to go. Hip to hip and go. Good. That's halfway already. That's 12. Come on. That's 18. Two more. 20. Nice work, you guys. All right, meet me back on that bench, on your chair. We're back to rear delts, okay? I'm gonna stick with that 5. I'm liking the way that that's feeling. I can really intensify those reps. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze at the top. Here we go. You ready? All right, in 3, 2, 1, out to the sides. Keep a slight bend in those arms, okay? Don't lock them out. Good, that's halfway. Oh, come on, 2 more. 1 more. Woo, those last few. Something else. All right, you guys, we're back to push-ups. All right. You ready? Let's go, body fit. We got 10 reps. Let's get after it. In 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Drop it low. Press up. Four. Halfway. Oh, I'm gonna drop to those knees. That's 6, 7, 8. Come on. 9. Ooh, that's 10. Nice work. All right, meet me back up on our feet. We're shadow boxing again. Here's what I want you to do this time. We're gonna start with that left foot forward, okay? Here we go. That way we get like a nice crossbody jab in. Here we go. Hands up in 3, 2, 1, go. Alternate if you want to. You can add some double punches in there. Get creative. Maybe you've kickboxed before and you know what you're doing. Nice. Guys, at 30 seconds, I'm gonna switch you. We're gonna go right foot forward. Do the same thing on that side. Good. Come on. Keep them high. Good, let's switch. Let's put that right foot forward straight into it. Good. Come on. I know, it's burning. Good, let's go. We got 15 seconds left. Good, let's go. We got 10. Keep them high. Let's go, body fit. We got 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Woo, shake those arms out. Mine are feeling like jello. Grab a drink of water. 2 down, 1 more to go. I know you have it in you. This is why I love these workouts. Super efficient. And do them at home. I don't know what you're working for. Maybe you're ready for a vacay. Maybe you're going to your friend's wedding. Maybe it's your wedding. If you do this full program, start to finish, you are going to get incredible results. I need you to just go as hard as you can. And I guarantee at the end of this 2-week program, you're gonna feel so good. And then you can work into one of the other dozens of programs that we have on the Body Fit app. Are we ready? All right, last round, you guys. We're back to single arm dumbbells. We're gonna go ahead and start with that left side, okay? Let's get into position. You could also be just training for life, and that's cool too. That's what I like to do. All right, we ready? Let's grab that dumbbell. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, here we go. Good. Think about each rep. Good, that's seven. We got three more. Good, one more, make it count. Nice, all right, let's switch sides, body fit. Get ready, hand on that bench. Brace yourself, extend that right arm. Here we go, in three, two, one, let's row. Good. Get that stretch. Remember, form over everything. Make it count. Good. Give me two more. Oh, nice work. We're done with that. Throw that dumbbell to the side. We are on to Russian twists. If you feel it, step it up a notch, increase that weight, or if you need to decrease it, that's cool too. Listen to your body. That's the most important thing. Here we go. Let's grab that dumbbell. Hold it up right there at the chest. We're gonna start in three, two, one, hip to hip. We have 20 reps. Good. Halfway already. 10 more. That's 17, 18, 19, 20. All right, y'all. This is the peak of this last round. We have dumbbell flies. Last one here. Not coming back to this one today. You ready? Let's hinge at that waist. Pull that core in, okay? Don't forget, keep that activated. Nice flat back. Let your gaze follow. Here we go. In three, two, one, hinge, rear delts. Good, that's halfway. Gosh, I love this exercise. Good, that's seven, eight, nine, 10. Oh, all right, you guys, we are to our push-ups. You ready? I'm gonna get this dumbbell out of my way. All right, let's drop to those knees. You can stay there if you want to, or you can move up to your feet. Do whatever you feel comfortable with. Let's just ready to go. Knock out these last 10 in three, two, one. Hit it. Good, that's two, three, four. Come on, five, six, seven, eight, come on, nine, 10. Oh my goodness, you guys. That was like max effort over here to get those last two out. All right, last 60 seconds. You guys, give me all you got. I want you to face forward for this last one. We're shadow boxing. Arms up, here we go. In three, two, one, go. Come on. Good, you guys, come on. We're leaving nothing in the tank. Everything you got right here. Come on. Stay light on those feet. Move around. Move around that gym floor, the living room, wherever you're at. Keep it moving. Good. Burn those delts. Aim high. Keep those arms up. Good, we're at 30 seconds. Halfway. Come on. Let's go. Stay with me. Let's pick it up. Let's go. Come on. Everything you got right here. Last 10. Let's go. Let's go. Burn out. Come on. In four, three, two, one. Woo! You guys, give yourself a pat on the back. You just crushed it. That was a burner. Grab your water, take a sip. Also, go grab your phone. Pull up the BodyFit app, log your workout. We want to be able to track your progress. If you don't have the app, make sure you go download that right now. I'm Coach Jen, and I'll see you guys next time.